going to be great.
You were doing it already?
You push it out. Not in Sunday school, you do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Sunday school, so it's going to be heavy stuff that I'm going to give you this morning. The average minister never experienced this. Some of them never will. Okay, so listen very carefully. Now, I'm going to give you 5 points of observation. I want you to weigh them out. Number one, know the importance of the time, of these times. In other words, know the importance, how important it is. That's all right, they can talk. They're going to talk. Know the importance of the time. These times are very important because it's apostolic training time, so it won't be Sunday school. Number two, never put yourself in a bragging position in an apostolic meeting. Never put yourself in a bragging position in an apostolic meeting. Number three, sit tight when it seemed like you looked over. Sit tight when it seemed like you looked over. Don't even be concerned about it. For instance, last night, when I laid down in bed last night, Montrell is a MVB. Never mentioned nothing to me, but he never said nothing. I'm probably going to let him say something. He's the MVB. But that's the way I've trained them. When they're around me, they know that I'm doing things. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let the Holy Ghost bring it back around, all right? So you got three now. Know the importance of the time, these times, but it's not just a social gathering. Never put yourself in a bragging position when you have opportunity to speak.
Yes, sir.
All right? Set tight when it seems like you overlook. Never ask for a position in the spirit. Never ask for a position in the spirit. Number four, never put an apostle off when he asks you something. Never put him off because the blessing can fall at any moment. So we're in it's sort of a virgin territory, and it may sound selfish, but I know it's a reality because of the type of in the 17th chapter of Matthew this morning, what I'm about to bring you into, I've experienced it, but I never heard it taught. You're late, Dan. I never heard it taught. You're late.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, never heard it taught. And because it has not been worn like a shirt, worn that much, but the Lord woke me up with it this morning. So some of it is fresh to me. I understand it to a certain degree, but it's so dimensional that you never will fully understand what we're about to talk about. It's a powerful moment in the body of Christ in which ministers at large in all five-fold ministry gift operation, very few have ever heard of it, and very few ever walk in it. So we're sort of in a virgin spiritual territory, apostolically. And it's going to be shocking to you, some of the things that I'm going to say this morning, because it's shocking to me. I'm still shocked because he woke me up this morning. I prayed and turned around in the bed, and he told me about that, and I said, what? And I had experienced it, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to explain it. I may have known somewhat what it was, but how to explain it. So, we'll get ready for it. Let's turn to Matthew's 17 and the other scriptures, John 17. Both of those scriptures should help you to see a category that is not normal. In Matthew 17, you got a transfiguration. In John 17, you got the glory transformed. Write that down. Matthew 17, you got the transfiguration. Well, I'll go ahead and tell it to you. Wearing a transfiguration anointing. Wearing a transfiguration anointing. Now, you're not going to find it in no book nowhere. It's an apostolic avenue of format where the Lord's going to use us. And I'm going to break it down for you as he broke it down to me. But you know, Jesus took the inner circle up on that mountain with him. Three things happened to them. And you want to know, remember these three things. They saw things that have never been seen. They heard a voice. And they were touched. They saw things they never seen. They heard a voice. And they were touched. That's what they're going to take for this anointing. You're going to have to experience something you've never experienced before. You got to be able to hear the voice vividly talking to you. And then when they heard the voice, Jesus, if you look at that text, he took his hand, he touched them. So those three things, he stood out to me for this type of transfiguration. You ever heard of a transfiguration anointing?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
He spoke that loud to me, anointing. Transfiguration on this apostolic. And so you're not going to be able to talk this to everybody because they will shut you down with their theology. Now, I've been there. That's where your spirit, your soul, and your body is out. You don't know where you are. It's just a present. And it'll set you this morning as I talk. It is a present that the average man will never see. Because it's going to take a lot of separation. It's going to take a lot of visitation. No, that's not the word I want. It's going to take a lot of applying of yourself in this present, privately. Nobody else know about it, but it's just you and him. And he'll see what he... Oh, my goodness. He'll see what he can trust you with it. It's not going to produce arrogant. It actually will. The more glory that comes, the more humble you become. It's beyond any academic or fleshly appointment. It's humbling because you had the opportunity. And you don't want, it's rare, and you don't want to miss it, so you stay in place. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But when we talk about wearing a transfiguration anointing, we're not talking about being transformed now. We're not talking about transitional stuff. We're talking about transfiguration. We're talking about that you're spirit, your soul, and your body are caught in a realm, a zone that you can't explain. Okay. You cannot go there when you want to, but it will come when it wants. But you keep making yourself available. Okay. Now, the average minister, like I said, the average minister, you can't talk to him about this because he would believe, and prior to God telling me, he would believe that only Jesus and the three disciples could have went in that transfiguration mode of the anointing. But that's not so. It was an example for you to see how when Jesus invites you, sometimes Jesus invites you to another place you've never been before. Question. Don't have to be three, just be you and him. Follow it?
Yes, sir.
And so one of the keen factors that we must be on the cutting edge as training in the apostolic mantle is the cutting edge. Being on the cutting edge. In other words, being where the word he told me to tell you just now is, you're going to have to be always in the word possible. It's a word that leaves a status quo behind. It's nothing impossible. Nothing happening in the Bible you can't experience. But you got to be positioned. You got to be in position. So my job is to train you to position you from way beyond the normality of all the books you read, all the meeting you've been to, all the experience you've had, to let you know there's always more. And so that's why the first point I give out is the importance of this moment, the importance of this time. We're not, when I'm talking to you, I'm not bragging, I'm bringing. I'm trying to deliver a package to you. For lack of a better word, out of my stupidity. In other words, my infirmities, my inability, but to show you how the Spirit can use you if you yield yourself. You see what I'm saying? You always excuse me because there's nothing to get on. I can't handle it. But we're walking in virgin territory here. And so your pulpit is going to begin to gradually change to higher dimensions of anointing. And you know, it will almost slip up on you. It's not nothing you can appropriate yourself. The word is availability. Write that word down, availability. Stay available for the next dimension. Other words, what God is doing is taking us out the circle. The circle and the cycle.
Yes, sir.
And I almost want to say to a certain point with no disgrade, circle. Like jumping, animals jump around.
Yes,
we are called to the highest calling that ever existed in the world and in heaven. Tell you the truth. And so the dimension that God desire to bring us in, first of all, you got to first prove yourself. You got to prove yourself that you won't fully be connected to it, and know you're not just connected to men or man. You're connected to a dimension that God been preparing for a long time. And so I know you all don't take it lightly. That's great, but you can't take it lightly, because when you take it lightly, you're gonna slip down, and when you find yourself, you're gonna be left out. It's so important. So when Jesus in Matthew 17, and after 6 days, Jesus take Peter, James, and John, his brother. See, the other one wasn't with him. And he brought him up to a high mountain. Now you must see the high mountain today we experience, and we are in a high mountain, but it's revelation. It's insight that we are talking about now. We are in a transfiguring position. You understand? You see, that's why you can't read the Bible historically. You got to read the Bible spiritually, because the experience that the historical fact that you see in the Bible is an insight that is still there. But if you don't know it, if you're not far enough in the spirit realm, you're not going to see it's possible to have a transfiguration anointing, that it just, you're just out of this world. It's Enoch, Elijah, I mean, caught up. And gentlemen, I have not seen it in the body of Christ. I have not seen it, and because they've made a non-existent reality of the full apostolic, prophetic, and the fivefold ministry gift, walking in this type of transfiguration anointing. Now, a regular preacher will tell you there's no such thing. You know why? in their experience. And he, because I had, so I laid in the bed this morning, and he said, I said, what is that? He said, Transfiguration anointing. Well, I knew about this chapter, see, by my study, by Jesus taking the three, and they saw it. And one of my points in here is, I'm going to tell you, you can't tabernacle them. See, they tried to build three tabernacles. No, the Lord said, no, this not on y'all level no more. Y'all at another level now. It's not something you can tabernacle. You won't build three tabernacles. Mm-hmm. No, it's gone.
Wow. It's wow.
And you left in wonderment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I go there again?
Yes, sir.
And you go again. You go again. Keep doing the same. Because you got there by doing certain things.
Yes, sir.
By dedication.
Yes,
sir. You got there. So it asks the spirit will, but you always be willing. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody's not here not going to understand it. So why you try to explain it? Just let it flow.
Yes, sir.
See? Because in order to experience, you got to be in a... He took three with him.
Yes, sir.
Why he left the other one? They didn't see it, no experience. Mm-hmm. Now, boy, probably trying to tell him some things about it, but Jesus told him to be quiet.
Yeah.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so I thank God, because I got some points I'm going to give you, but I thank God that if you trust him, he'll show you some things.
Yes, sir.
See, I wasn't praying about it. I'm not praying about something out of the ordinary. I'm just praying what he won't do and doing my my intimacy with him, you know. And he's showing us these things. So now listen to this scripture now. Reading this scripture now, you're going to read it with an insight. And you're going to read it with a understanding of spiritual capabilities that are available, spiritual capabilities that are available to you right now at all time to go to another extension in the spirit. In other words, you never settle in the spirit because the spirit is never at its peak. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So just this experience this morning now will put you in a non-dimensional category in the spirit. Oh my goodness. So you have a divine expectation that the average minister will never have. Because sometimes ministers become satisfied because they had a little sip. Okay. But there's a vastness that God putting in us to know that we're always, for lack of a better word, in an ocean of dynamics that can't be explained, but that can be experienced. There got to be a hunger and awareness of the fact that there's no... We used these words before, but I think we can use them more definitely now. No limits. We're operating in a no-limit God, a no-limit Jesus, a no-limit Holy Spirit, a no-limit Word, a no-limit mercy, a no-limit grace, no-limit faith, no limit. See? Yeah, so don't mark nothing.
Yes, sir.
Keep walking.
Yes, sir.
Don't get in no position where you're satisfied.
Yes.
Because then he said, well, he's not ready to go no more. And a little success is dangerous.
Wow.
It makes you think you've arrived and you haven't arrived. Just keep reaching. You never arrive. You're always arriving in the spirit world. So let me try to read it, try to give you all these points. We'll begin at the first verse again. Because it says in my little Bible, the transfiguration of Jesus, but Jesus was not the only one who had that transfiguration. And boy, it was in the atmosphere, so that transfiguration atmosphere was upon them. That's why they were so astonished. The presence of God has to be astonishing. He'll come in your, listen to this now, your private time, not your public time. Your private time is the most important time. Your public time is revealing your private time.
Yes.
Yeah. If your private time is invalidated, when your public time comes, it's going to be invalidated too. It's not going to be. So your people that you're ministering to should say, I wonder what he do in his private time. Lord have mercy. They've never seen it before. So they go into an experience. Them boys went into an experience with the transfiguration there. Wow. I've been around him, but I didn't see this. Wasn't ready for it. They wasn't ready for it. See? But Jesus took them. Now I want you to, I'm going to give you a little taste of it. They still wasn't ready for it. And you're not really fully ready for it. Something God's going to show you, something God's going to do through you, something God's going to do for you. You're just not going to be able to explain it. Now, I'm telling you all this week, y'all going back home in a different vein. You're at a different level because, see, here's where we got to put material things at the bottom. They're the most easiest things of this type of anointing. You see what I'm saying? And so, Chopatili Seka, we've been having it at the top, thinking that its manifestation in our life is so great. No, it's just come along with the package. The greatness is what we're talking about now. There's a, for lack of a better word, there are divine magnets that is put on the anointing that draws these lesser things. You see, the average person got that at the top, you know, the biggest RV, the biggest ring. No, that's just part of the package. So get with the package and the magnet come and it draw all those other things. So when you're praying, God, I want you.
Yep.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And you function on that. And when you know it, something else show up, something that you just thought about you wanted, it shows up because it's the minimum of the anointing.
Wow.
See? Now, some people maximize the anointing with accumulation. That's not the anointing. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now you'll be accused because you're going to have so much. You'll be accused of, man, he going, no, they don't understand. The stuff coming after you.
Yes, sir.
Because you focusing on him. That's the type of anointing. I just tell it like I got to talk to your real person. That's the type of anointing your apostle wear. I'm functioning on him. I'll say a few things about stuff, but I know it got to come. When you hit that type of rim where you're putting him first all the time, he know you can trust you with anything. So he looking for somebody to show his glory in his rim. And his glory consists of silver and gold. Take the little side journey. Yeah, it consists of that, but it's not the bulk of his glory. His glory is his presence and our willingness and obedience to do exactly what he tells us to do, no matter who we have to cut loose. So now, let me try to read first verse again. And after 6 days, Jesus take it, till every word stand out to me. He took them, Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart. See, what we're talking about, we're talking about here this morning, by divine inspiration, to go to places, egotistic?
Egotistic.
We're not talking about emotion. I guess the best word is we're talking about an emerging effect in the spirit to grow to depths and heights we've never been before. That's what we're talking about. That's what this verse is talking about. The second verse says, and was transfigured before them. So he let them see it, you see. And his face shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make, he see, go in the flesh, make here three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses, and one, that's not why we're here.
Listen.
I'm showing you something. Ain't trying to build nothing. This is another realm. I'd have brought all of them other boys if it was just the same realm. I'll let y'all come and see something you never seen before. Okay? And you're talking about in the spirit realm. Now watch what happened. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice. Now there's a voice. See, in the fourth verse, they saw something. In the fifth verse, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud. That a voice was said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face. You see it? And when it was so afraid, because he's about to show something. And Jesus came. See, there's three things happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They saw something.
Yes, sir.
They heard something. Oh. And they were touched.
Yes, sir.
How many see it?
Yes, sir.
See, three things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, they were touched. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, television is no man. So their corpore stopped. So there are some things that y'all is designed by God to experience that you can't talk at all. The only person you be to talk to is one of the other fellow, one of the guys who've been in the place where you've been. In other words, in apostolic training. If you go to try to tell a pastor something like this, and he had no apostolic training or prophetic insight, he'll think you're going out your crazy mind. And then he'd been in the ministry 37 years too. You tell him something like that, you see what I'm saying? But let's get these points on. Wearing a transfiguration anointing, it is temporary. No, it's temporary. It'll come back. It can come back, but it's temporary.
Okay.
You see, it's temporary. All right? So you can't just call it when you get ready. Mm. Second thing, it covers the total man. Mm-hmm. Spirit, soul, and body. Mm. All three be overshadowed.
Mm.
All right, you got it? So, therefore, it called for a threefold commitment. See, now, the experience cannot be. This experience cannot be capitalized. You can't capture it. Can't capture it. But then again, I wrote, when you're there, you must learn to soak in it. You must learn to soak in it. I said earlier to you, it's beyond transformation or transitioning. It's a transfiguration. I said this to you too, but you cannot tabernacle this anointing. You don't have nothing to hold it. Matter of fact, you couldn't stand it all the time. It'll blow you up. Always yielding to get there when possible to see great and mighty things. Always yielding to get there when possible to see great and mighty things. And asked him what he pointed down when he showed to John 17. You know, Jesus said, give them the glory that I had when I was with you. It is being surrounded with the glory of God. at that Mount Transfiguration, they were surrounded by the glory of God. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, all that God can be, whatever, et cetera. Now, there's no... Now, let me say this for... not an advertisement, but to create an appetite. There's no way to walk in this type of anointing and be broke.
Yes, sir. Then
be broke. No way to walk and stay broke. You'll never. Because you'll be functionalizing in a realm of wealth. Because now all the things God promised, abundant wealth, increase, overflow, etc., is within that anointing. Because that anointing, when you start walking that type of anointing, you've left here. You've left the norm and the natural. And it, because God now going to use you as a vessel to show forth everything he can do. And the material thing going to be piece of what? I don't know, piece of gold. See, the struggle is trying to get that naturally. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that. See, so all of, now I'm using this for the glory of God. All of my classmates who were so smart, they had nowhere, they can't touch me. And they couldn't find me. Mm-hmm. Some of them are angry. How can this happen to him? What? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But they don't know they could have the same thing, but they're on the wrong path.
Yes. Wow.
So the stupidity of it is not connected.
Yes, sir.
And that's Satan, because they could connect and get a direction and go right there, what they've been trying to do for the last 20 years,
yes,
up here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One or two more. Like we said, it's being surrounded with the glory of God, experiencing, seeing the voice and the touch at the same time. If you look at verse 5 through 6, you'll see that in Matthew 17. I wrote it another way. Seeing the glory, hearing the voice, and touched by the hand. Mm-hmm. Hands is plural of that. But here's the, I got 12 things. Here's the last one, I think. No, we got another. Oh my goodness. This really can't be fully taught.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be called.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, and you don't have to pray about this. Just be in position.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because Lord, catch me up in the... No. Lord, might slap you out of here. Shut up, boy. It's in the contents of a divine flow. If you're faking, you'll never get there. If you're wearing a facade, you'll never get there. It's a finished work that never finished. But you see, it's a finished work that never finished. There's always more. See what I'm saying? By you being exposed to this, we being exposed to this morning, he know we're here. He know why we're here. He know the circus some of we've been running in. And we got to come back to Ephesians 4:11. He want us to combine and become one and learn from each other. And then the glory can come in unmeasurable volume. You know, so you have to read that Matthew 17 and John 17. When Jesus said, I want them to have the same glory I had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending them out there with the mm-hmm. same glory. Mm-hmm. Because I think, to a large degree, gentlemen, the greater work is still in his virgin position. Mm-hmm. Work's been going on, but the greater work. As apostles, we're being called in the greater work.
Yes, sir.
To walk in higher and stronger anointings. And always aware to give him the glory. Yeah, no pat on the back. Just yield and let him flow. I think if you could think you could start thinking on that line now, you'll see greater dimension of the Spirit in revelation, in impartation, and you'll find yourself growing beyond measurement, almost in fear and trembling, because so many things start happening to you. Our job is, all of us got any stuck that we're in, we got to get out there stuck so we can be an example. When we function as the apostolic mantle, we had to be in a position to say it without saying it. They'll see it, what God have done for us. See what I'm saying? I want you to get the word impossible out your vocabulary. Don't ever entertain that word when an unction or anointing come in your life to do something. Just make sure you don't have the impossible the way around you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing impossible with him. I mean, you got to be with Mary, you know. We're going to talk about angels before we go away. Because I think the angels and ministry, the Holy Spirit, that they're able to do a whole lot of things for us, but he used angels sometimes. And the angel came, but we didn't get it. The angel showed up. See, with Mary, he sent an angel to talk with her. See, the Holy Spirit was the orchestrator of that. And I'm just hearing that right now. And if she couldn't receive this, he gave her the word that I need to give you all. Nothing impossible. I can't explain. Ain't nothing about you explain. I can't figure this out. How it gonna happen? And then you saw her yielding? After she heard that?
Yeah,
be it unto me.
Yeah.
Ready.
And so a lot of times we got to say that because we looking for an explanation. And he don't give no explanation.
Yes, sir.
You know. So, bro, where this comes from? No niggerless spirit going to be able to catch this. Because you think you can't go there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What man has put on your mind. No, you just got high and never heard that before in my life. But you can't be in a niggerless spirit thinking that because you're black or your skin or somebody else has told you. No, this is a zone, man, that blow all cautions out the water.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning as you have shared with us great and mighty things. Ooh, my. I want to give you the glory. These men sit here, and they're submissive and they're receiving. Oh, my. Meet it for them. The places they need to go. Let them know they didn't waste this week. Let things happen to them that they can't explain. Out of the ordinary. To let them know, give them a peep of where they're going. I know if you show them the whole thing, they couldn't handle it. Neither one of them could handle it. But we're thankful that we're moving beyond the flesh. Whatever direction, whatever correction that be made, that they can catch that correction and. Because I know you don't tell people things directly all the time. You want them to learn how to put it out of the atmosphere and learn how to flow. That training can come and they can step up on another level. That the Spirit of God can produce great and mighty things in their lives. I bless all their ministries, first of all their families, then their ministries. I pray for their children, all these men who connected. I pray for their children, that their children become so fully connected that they be on their heels with respect and honor, that they can bless their children. Don't wait, bless them. Let them be blessed. If they connected with them, let them be blessed, let them flow. I thank you right now. You assure us exactly what to do, when to do it, why to do it. You assure us. We thank you. We pray for our wives, for their health, their understanding, their wisdom. Sometimes we take a short turn, and sometimes they may not understand the turn we're taking. But you give them to us, so we're asking you to put them in an atmosphere of agreement, that they can recognize this assignment that you've been given to you, us, and them. We thank you for them as they prepare for us today, that a harmony and an anointing, and any one of them need healing in their body, let that healing flow in their bodies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us live a long 120-year life, to give a satisfied life, holy, and strength. No matter what comes, Jesus' name is more powerful than whatever comes against us. The word is more powerful, whatever comes against us. The calling is more powerful. And we thank you that we experience the fruit of the Spirit. We experience joy when we fellowship together. We'll have enough respect for one another and love for one another that we'll feel a peace abiding among us as we have felt this week. We just thank you. We just thank you that you bind us together to carry out this assignment, and that we thank you that not only our need met, but our desire. You want us to prosper. You want us to be blessed. You want us to be on top. You want us to be in the front. We're leaders. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for whatever need to be addressed while I'm praying, dear Father. May this self-same anointing that you train us about come upon each one of these men. May they experience it. It's beyond a feeling. It's a present. I release that present right now. In Jesus' name. All right. And don't forget these five things I said. The importance of the time. Don't think it's just a gathering. Never put yourself in a bragging position. Set tight when it seems like you're left out or you overlooked. Never ask for a position in the spirit. Never put an apostle all when you ask yourself. Because you don't know what's gonna transpire. He don't know either. Apostle don't know. You never know. You never know it. That anointing is always flowing, and I could talk to you guys like I'm not talking to Sunday school kids. We just got to grow up fast. For this type of class, you got to grow up fast. You see what I'm saying? Gotta grow up fast. Don't take it personal, because I'll make an observation and I'll sometimes say it indirectly. You just got to be in a catching position. Notice what I said. I didn't say a condemning position. None of this is never for condemnation.
Yes, sir.
None of it is never for control. And, you know, it's trying to, I'm trying to find words, gentlemen. It's trying to reach a new calibration in the spirit. We capitalize at a greater dimension than the norm. Are you following me? And so you cannot, in an apostolic training, you cannot take anything personal per se, that is only something for you to see. Most likely the apostle have been through and know he had to get that out of his baggage before God can trust him at another level. See, you can find yourself physically hurt, mentally hurt, you still haven't touched your spirit. So these things that I'm saying, I'm speaking from, and this is a grand one, experience of probably everything I correct, I've been through it already. I did it. You see what I'm saying? I had to get out of it. So it seemed like sometimes, for a moment you understand, but the next moment you won't understand. And sometimes I don't look like I'm too friendly. Man, what it be? We ain't here for no friends here. You know? So I'm not trying to appease nobody, you know? I'm just trying to carry out the assignment that God has given me. And so I'm not perfect. But the Lord will bring me back to where I'm supposed to be. And I don't mind. I'll repent if I have to. You got to stay in them type of position, then the Lord can use you, you know? You spend quality time with the Lord. He and you to direct you in the right direction. And you give him the glory. All right?
Yes, sir.
Any question on what we talked about? So we're going to be ready to be. We've got 12 minutes, 12, 13 minutes. That's new to me now. All we talked about, I never heard it before. I didn't even know nothing about it. That's the way it happened. When he woke me up, I woke up, I read it. He said, transfiguration anointing. I said, what? I jumped out the bed. I said, what? Where is it? Where it is? You know, what is this? Then I thought of it, and then he popped them scriptures to me. And I know everybody didn't go there. It was three.
Yes, sir.
The mother boy probably never experienced it. Unless they got close enough later to experience it. All right, I'm through, gentlemen.